Stop 1, Nuremberg's first planetarium. Here, at number 1A Rathenauplatz, was the site of Nuremberg's first planetarium. It was bought on the 12th of February 1925. The price for the Zeiss Model 2 projector for the planetarium's 23-metre, 75-foot dome was 150,000 Reichsmark. The opening ceremony took place on the 10th of April 1927. During its first year, the planetarium had 55,000 visitors, attending 810 shows. Regrettably, the City Council was not impressed by these statistics. Since the costs of the building's construction had exceeded the expectations, the planetarium had long been a matter of controversy in the council. In the end, the council decided unanimously to close the planetarium down on the 1st of December 1933. At first, it was planned to turn the planetarium into a building for the municipal library by adding a few extensions. To turn the dome into a reading room was considered a practical solution. The projector was dismantled and moved to a depot. The plan was to reopen the planetarium at a later date, relocated to Rechenberg Hill, and to make it part of the observatory there. This idea was kept in the pipeline for a while, but in the end was abandoned. Any hope of reopening the planetarium fell victim to the ideological vanity of the Nazis. In the summer of 1934, it was razed by decree of Gauleiter Julius Streicher because, in his opinion, the architecture was too reminiscent of a synagogue.
You can find a plaque commemorating Nuremberg's first planetarium at the NRG power substation at Rathenauplatz.